January 4th. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10. How will you react if your life were placed in sudden peril? If, abruptly, you faced possible death or serious injury? Neither you nor I know for sure how we'd react to a hypothetical situation. But time and again, I meet people who have survived life-threatening ordeals because of their faith. Not long ago, I interviewed Debbie Dorschbach, the American missionary nurse who was kidnapped for 26 days in Ethiopia. Pregnant at the time of the kidnapping, Debbie now held her young son Joshua, so named because it means, "The Lord saves." The amazing thing to me was the peace I felt, she told me. Not an assurance that I wouldn't be killed like Anna, another kidnapped nurse who was shot, but rather the peace that comes from knowing you are Christ's and that He will not forsake you. Such spiritual strength in times of crisis is not a miracle, but rather a residual product of long communion with God. Your best defense in an emergency is to know the defender and trust Him. You're in good hands with Him. Thank you for being real to me, Father, so real that I need not worry about your constant nearness.